Hey, hey, this is Anisha, and welcome back to the Buoyant Living Podcast, Enlightenment for Everyday Living. Real quick, just a few disclaimers. These podcasts are mostly about my personal experiences, and for that, do not constitute therapeutic advice. While I would love the privilege to work with each and every one of you, to do so, I ask that you hop over to buoyantliving.com, click the service tab, and let's connect there. Also, while most of these podcasts do not contain explicit language, it is important for those of you with little listeners to listen ahead and be sure of the appropriateness, the developmental appropriateness of each episode before sharing with your family. I think I've covered everything. Now let's jump in, shall we? At a time when we are feeling especially out of control and powerless, it is helpful to remember what true power we have. With focus and deep intention, we have the power to heal. I know being quarantined for many of us drums up anxiety about our basic needs, food, shelter, just to name a few. Like many of you, the first few days, I frantically drove store to store to secure a small supply of basic essentials. For what some thought at first would be a 14-day shelter in place, right? I'm sure many of you got those messages. Only to find most shelves were bare. The reality is, most of us do not have enough resources to spare. For 2 weeks, let alone a few months. What was evident to me while perusing the grocery aisles at my local store was all the essential toiletries were gone and much of the shelves bare. What few things I was able to grab were some of what I would say would actually be some of the essentials, right? I was able to grab apple cider vinegar, probiotics, multivitamins, kombucha, fever reducer for the kids, ample fruits, and a water filter. This is how my family and I will begin to quarantine. But the initial shock would eventually subside. And what would be left is ourselves and our greater consciousness. Something much greater than the technological disaster we now face. I must admit, the first few weeks, I pounced around the internet trying to desperately understand where this virus came from. And in that, what I mean, I was not so concerned about the origin or the location or the country, but where did it come from? As in, I never saw this coming. And I so surprised, but why? Except that epidemiologists since 1918 have warned about the next pandemic for years. But why my surprise? Well, at some point, I had become so narrowly focused on self, family, and our microcosm well-being. My community, my advancement, our security. But this is not such a sudden pandemic, right? Its slow onset for many years have come to remind me and us and you about the bigger world outside of self. As an avid news watcher, someone who skips between CNN, MSNBC, NPR, Wall Street Stock Exchange, I like to believe, or at least up until this point, I'd like to believe I was well informed. But am I? Since my earliest college days, I haven't spent a single moment learning about the healthcare of other countries, to be frank. Which is why South Korea's ability to offer drive-through testing within weeks of the outbreak came as a surprise. In fact, I have not thought about a wet market or cultural way of life beyond the American soil and its territories in a very long time. Sure, I have vacationed and I've done my share of exploiting the land, but what have I given back? See, this national pandemic has reminded me of how so very connected we are. I live at the moment mostly in the Northeast, where some 3,000 flights leave New York City with destinations all across the globe. And so these viruses can travel that much further and faster, unlike before. So social distancing is a real thing, and we are all responsible to exercise caution and self-quarantine. I repeat, we are all responsible and should self-quarantine to help curb the spread, to help keep the health workers safe, to help protect the vulnerable, and to avoid overwhelming our healthcare capacity. But what else can we do? I'm sure many of you, like me, have been feeling powerless, fearful, anxious, overwhelmed. But how have I slowed my anxiety? What have I done to take care of my family? What are you doing to take care of our community and our planet? As much of you are familiar with my podcasts, you know the thing that I always do every time there's a thing that's outside of my control. I always turn to the breath. For some of you, that might be prayer. For some of you, that might be meditation. For some of you, that might be just looking up. But I find a mat and I release in that moment the illusion of control. By returning to the breath, I become very present in the only real dimension of time that exists, the present moment. Not what has happened, not what's to come, but the present moment, which truly is the only dimension of time. And in that moment, I notice how safe I feel, suspending all worry and fear. See, fear can move like wildfire through a social system, but so can love, peace, and calm. And I believe these are fundamental instinctive values that we all have within us that can change everything for the better along the way. Us humans are hardwired for interdependence, so to forget the human race across the globe, I'd be remiss to not remember how interconnected we are, while we are separate by oceans and countries and miles and borders, we are still so very interdependent. So in this time, with this pandemic, we rally, we rejuvenate, and we become the best version of ourselves, not only to take care of our own needs, but to take care of those who are most vulnerable. We consider the health of each other and we act accordingly at this time, right? Who would ever thought staying in would be such a humanitarian thing to do? I say that again. Who would have ever thought staying in would be the next humanitarian thing that we do. But it is. It frees the scant medical resources for those in dire need. In my opinion, this pandemic, with its Greek origin meaning all people, reminds us of our very inclusivity, collectivism. This, my friend, is an opportunity for all of us to change our approach towards wellness, the planet, and government. And what an opportunity that is for us to spread faith, encouragement, hope, and love. For us to slow ourselves and the spread of the virus. And do our fair share in protecting our planet. For us to mind each other's business as a human race, rather than seek and divide or be curious about the country of origin or the wet market. See, in every social media post, in every text and call, we have the opportunity to raise consciousness. So how am I self-quarantining? How are you self-quarantining? I am embracing the gift of spending time with family. We are conjuring up home-cooked meals and playing the ukulele. We are reading and taking 15-minute walks in the community for fresh air once per day, weather permit. We are watching the stock market and the original series Pandemic on Netflix, by the way. I think you guys should check it out. But we are all doing our part. And we are all doing this with different lens, or at least I am. Not from the self-occupied, preoccupied space that we're mostly concerned with. I am watching everything so closely to help foster calm. I need you to hear this. To help foster calm for my kids and the future generation who will be faced with this very crisis again years to come. And see, once you understand that, you understand that it is all our business to self-quarantine. It is all our business to understand what's happening outside of our borders. We are all selfless servants when we do that. But especially for those who selfless servants on the front lines across the globe, I am sending healing light and energy into the world. And we are lifting our vibration way high as we quarantine. Because I am choosing to be affected by this viral spread. And I am choosing to encourage all of you to practice CDC guidelines. And I am also asking you to use your social media feeds, to use that text message, that phone call, to ensure that positivity too goes viral. Because it's all our business. And we're all in this together. Hey, this is Nisha. I recognize the pandemic across the globe is affecting all of us in a variety of ways. Mental health services are a great offering to you and your family at this time. I'm currently offering services in the U.S. Virgin Islands and in the state of Georgia. To connect with me specifically, visit buoyantliving.com, click the service tab, and let's connect there. Mental health services can go a far way in helping you and your family cope with this difficult time. Please seek help. Take care.